I can't imagine an ambassador to, you know, another foreign country mishandling information. Look what that could do to both countries, both sides. So it's very important. It's very important to be able to understand the importance of these jobs. It's important to take them seriously. And when the scriptures say that we are to be like, that is God's will telling us that this is what he wants. 1 Peter chapter 2. If you'll turn with me over there to 1 Peter chapter 2. We're going to see where Christians are called to be like living stones. First Peter chapter 2, and there in verse 5. It says, "You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." So in former days, God dwelt in a physical temple. But in now, he dwells in us as the church. So when they say we are to be like living stones, I guess what's the difference between a stone and a rock when you think about it? In the Bible, when you see the word stone, it's something that has been handled and shaped. It's not just a rock you go out and dig up. And we use the term these days for when you're out in the cemetery, you can see a headstone. Well, it's not just a rock they just put there. It is a stone that has been shaped. It has been milled. It's been reformed to be what it is right there that you see. Whatever shape that they wanted, somebody had to work that rock into the shape of that stone. We as living stones, and the idea of the church being built by the people, we are one of the construction pieces of the church itself, if you want to compare it to a building. But you can't just take a rock and stack them on top of each other, and they stack very well, it would fall down. But if you shape that rock, if you shape it into a nice level, we'll just use a square or rectangle shape, it becomes a stone that can now be used to build this building. And it will stand for many, many years. It will stand forever through Christ's word. But we as Christians, being called to be like these living stones, have been shaped. Every one of us should be different than what we were the first time we walked in or prior to being baptized and putting on Christ. We were all shaped after that point. And we continue to be shaped. Maybe we're not perfectly square or nice smooth edges, but we are also a shape that can help this building stand. We are not a shape that causes it to fall, but we can continue to be molded and reformed and to continue to be this living stone. We are living stones for this church. And so we should live like that. Staying in 1 Peter there in chapter 2, verse 5 names the next thing that Christians are called to be like, and that are priests. And we're going to read also in verses 9 and 10. But reading 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 5 again, says here, "You also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Now, if you jump to verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Continuing verse 10, "Who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." We are a royal priesthood. We are also a holy priesthood. We are called to be like priests. Like priests, we have this privilege of approaching near to God and the responsibility of helping others reconciling themselves to Him. We can go right to God in our prayers through Jesus, and that is such a wonderful blessing. But in the same instance, we are also responsible for saving souls, preaching the word, reconciling those who are without Christ in their life. This is something we are commanded to use in the saving of souls, to teach and show others this great blessing. And not only that we have this ability, but that they too, after prayers and studying and obedience, they too can receive this blessing and this responsibility and this title. But we are all, as Christians, called to be like priests, be part of this holy priesthood or a royal priesthood. The words holy and royal there take just the term priesthood to a whole nother level. We can use this term priesthood just generically, and it doesn't really hit as hard as when you put the word holy in front of it or royal. It's something that really needs to be taken seriously and understand that this is our job as a Christian. This is one of our responsibilities. These are the things that we need to put into our life each and every day. All right, very next verse, staying in 1 Peter chapter 2, there in verse 11 and 12. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. It says there, "Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may be your good works which they observe glorify God in the day of the visitation." So we are called to be like sojourners. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims. We are children of God who do not belong to this world. We've heard this verse, this world is not our home. We're just a passing through. Have you ever went on a trip and whether your vehicle breaks down and you need repairs, or you stop just for the night to sleep, or you stop and eat? Have you ever been on one of these trips and maybe you feel like you don't fit in? Your car may break down in a part of a bigger city that maybe your GPS led you to, that if you were in charge of your GPS, it would not have went that direction. But because you follow GPS, you end up someplace where you don't feel like you fit in. Is that someplace that, if you've ever had that feeling, is that someplace that you want to stay? Are you anxious to get out? I mean, there's a lot of these places out there. And just stopping for a brief second to stop at a gas station and go in and get a drink, and you may realize, I don't need to be here. This is not for me. And it's happened a couple of times that I've done that and I didn't even get my drink. I just got in the car and I went to a different spot. So that's kind of the feeling that we should have here. We should feel like we don't fit in. As Christians, our goal is to get to heaven. And this world, looking at the world around us, it doesn't feel like that's the majority of the goal of the people around, out here. I'm sure there are more that we see that we don't see. But as a sojourner, we are only passing through. But let's go back to that. If our job is to deliver something to this neighborhood that we don't fit in, now we have a job to do. We may have to go into this neighborhood and we may have to make this delivery and then we don't have to stay. Okay? But if we don't do our job when we're there, that falls back to being these good workers that we're going to be held accountable for that. So while we are walking upon this earth as sojourners, what is our job? Our job is to pass the word, spread the word, preach the gospel, save souls, right? That might put us in uncomfortable places sometimes. But that doesn't mean that while we're there, we have to give in and become the people that we're supposed to be teaching, or the neighborhood or the environment. We don't make a trip and our car break down and it be in a spot that we are not comfortable with, or a bad part of town, and we decide, you know what, I'm just going to buy a house and stay here. That just doesn't happen. So why do we give in to the world? Why do we do that in our everyday lives? We shouldn't. And it's kind of funny, when I go to Chicago for some training and some teaching, to them I have an accent. I don't know, I don't hear it, but to them I have an accent. And they will immediately, the first person I meet, they've never heard me before, I'll introduce myself and they're like, say where you're from. I'm like, is it that obvious? I don't think I've dressed any different than anybody else, but they know immediately that I'm not from that area. So I stand out. I'm standing out because of what they hear in the accent that they hear. I need to stand out for my actions also, and the words I speak outside of the accent. And likewise, I can tell when some of our northern people come down, they have what I would say is that Chicago accent. And you can hear just a little difference from the area you're from. And so you know that they're not local, as we would use that term, local. But that's okay. That's okay, because that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with that. We just have a job to do. We're sojourners. We're passing through. If given the opportunity, and maybe our car breaking down in this area was an opportunity, if we didn't do something, maybe we missed our chance. Okay, but as children, we are called to be like sojourners. We are pilgrims. We are passing through. We are not of this world. We have to live in this world, but we don't have to be of this world. Our jobs aren't always some of the best places to be and some of the best people to be around. However, we have to provide for our families, and so we can work and walk in this world, but we don't have to be of it. We know that our time here is short. And so while we're here, we need to make the best of it and do our job. We wear many hats. As a Christian, we wear many hats. We already saw, I've now given 12 different examples that Paul uses to describe what a Christian life should be. And there's a lot of responsibility there, a lot of jobs. All of them are very possible to be handled the correct way as long as we obey Christ. It's nothing we can't handle. But it's a lot of responsibility. And I welcome it. In John chapter 14, let's turn back to John chapter 14 for my last point. John chapter 14, there in verse 6. It's another I am statement from Jesus here. John chapter 14, verse 6. It says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is our avenue. He's our path. He is our GPS. He's given us directions. He will never lead us astray. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one gets to the Father except through him. Are you seeking the Father today? Are you seeking to do his will? Are you constantly striving to grow, to be shaped, to be reformed? Are we taking these jobs seriously? Are we taking the job of the branch on the vine to produce good fruit? Are we taking the job of a steward and doing it the best of to our abilities? Are we being good ambassadors? Are we being good priests? Are we being good sojourners? And are we rock solid as living stones in our faith? If you are not seeking the Father today, He is requesting your obedience. You may not be looking for Him, but He's asking for you. He's constantly asking for commitment, for dedication. He's asking for you to give yourself to Him and let Him lead you through life. Let Him be your guide. Let Him be your GPS. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for your good attention. I hope the lesson this afternoon was also came off as being easily understood. If you have any questions, let me know. If you're here this afternoon and are in need of the prayers of the congregation, we are here, stand ready to help you. If you're here and need to obey through primary obedience, the baptistry is ready. If in any way we can help, please come as we stand and sing.